This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel attacked Gaza with its heaviest bombardment to date and also initiated its most aggressive ground operation Friday night into Saturday. The sky lit up with explosions, rockets from Gaza, and the Iron Dome. While this was happening, the United Nations voted up an Arab proposal to call for a humanitarian ceasefire, which incensed the Israeli ambassador.
Today is a day that will go down in infamy. We have all witnessed that the UN no longer holds even 1 ounce of legitimacy or relevance. This organization was founded in the wake of the Holocaust for the purpose of preventing atrocities. Yet, the spectacle we just saw proves beyond a doubt that the UN is committed, sadly, tragically, not to preventing but ensuring further atrocities.
While not binding, the resolution does carry political weight, reflecting the global mood. The United States and China have agreed to work together toward an expected summit between Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping next month in San Francisco. VOA's Nike Ching says it was discussed Friday in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden met with Wang to underscore the need to manage U.S.-China competition responsibly. Officials from the two countries discussed a range of issues, including Israel's war with Hamas, Russia's war on Ukraine, the fentanyl crisis, and the South China Sea. Nike Ching,